Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at NetCredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
We've got our morning voices.
I am ugly again, and... Oh. I'm back in the show world where if you allow a professional glam team to do your hair and makeup and really spend the time on it, and then you go in like the best lighting you've ever been on, you'll look at yourself on camera and be like, damn, I'm a smoke show. And yeah. Then you wake up the next morning and you still have the hairspray in your hair and the glitter has washed off and you're like, nope, nothing has changed. Actually, I am the same dumpster fire I was before.
Did you have great. Something yesterday?
I had my first like rehearsal on set and I just need to like bless baby Jesus that this is the best lighting I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you.
Lighting so is on. It the same kind of lighting that we had we when in. We did
it's the same stage. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That lighting was amazing. I felt so disgusting that day. And then when we saw the videos from it, I was like, oh,
hello. Yeah. It was awesome.
It
was
how did it go? How did the rehearsal go?
It was super cool. It was like the nicest people. And I really love the format of the show. It's like, do you remember that show Daily 10?
Yeah.
It was like the top 10 stories of the day. And yeah. Then they used to do half an hour of that. And then they used to do E! News. So this is like a mashup of the two. So the whole first part of the show is just the 10 stories of the day. So it's basically like what you missed on online or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like J-Lo was on Vogue, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like these quick things, but without big stories behind them. So it just moves so fast. It's kind of just like headlines. Uh-huh. It was so cute. It was aww. Really cute.
Yeah,
I was really excited.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Me too.
So far. Although.
So far.
Uh-oh.
Before we start, I'm asking the Lady Gang for advice on something.
Mm. Like me and Jack or the community?
You guys, but I don't know that you're going to have the answer, so I'm feeling like the community is there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so for a very long time, so I know we've had Third Love as a bra sponsor in the past. And I usually in my regular life have been wearing a Third Love bra. I now need to do a TV bra, which is a little more intense. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I need, it's, I'm not full water.
It's not about comfort.
It's not about comfort.
Well, we did have a little bit of this conversation in Denver before our show. And we did bring up the concept of maybe bringing in a water bra, you know, like I think as a society, we might need to bring it back and you should be the spokesperson to do it.
Yes. So here's my issue, and I want to know if anyone has an expertise in this. So for as long as I can remember, a 34A, which is the right cup size, is too tight here. And it makes it so that the cup starts over my nipple. I need like the width. I have very wide set
so
small
do I.
breasts.
Doesn't that mean you're a 36 then?
Could I
the
try
band to- around the band around your rib cage is the measurement. That's where they take it.
Then I feel like the cup gets bigger.
I don't know. It shouldn't. The cup should just be. I mean, I'm not an expert.
I think it does, though. Because I think like a 34A and a 32B have the same cup. Like, I think the cup
does.
That's
what I'm saying, really? Is yeah. that they messed with it somewhere along the way, because technically what I need is a 36A. Yeah. But when you put a 36A on, the bad boys are too big. So I have been wearing a 34B.
You need a 36AA. I don't even know if that exists, but that's what you need.
That's so rude.
It's like what a man would wear.
I know.
A 36AA?
I don't even know if it exists.
But what I need is a 36AA with a like one cup enhancer, because just my boob is not enough for television. I need a pad, and I would prefer to just be able to throw on this magical bra, have a little bit of like push up under, like I just need the top of my boob can be my own, but I need a little under boob, and I would like
to like
just
a demi bra, like
yeah, and I would like to put it on without having to like then stick a cutlet in, because that's just a lot to wear all day.
Have you Googled wide set bras? I bet they exist. Like everything exists.
Bras for wide set titties,
small tits, small. But the other thing I need, and this is where it gets super dark, is that I need it to be smooth like a t-shirt bra, because I'm wearing it on television, so it can't have.
Maybe third love, you should do your own collaboration with them, and you can design
the TV bra.
The TV bra. Wait, I'm having deja vu. I feel like we've talked about this before. We have. We have. Okay,
have we have.
Yes, I'm not crazy.
You should. I do like the idea that I think you'd sell maybe one of them to yourself.
One of one.
No, I think there are a lot of women out there who still like to add in a little bit of oomph, a little add to their cup size, but still want it to be comfortable and look good under thin clothing. I don't think. And what's great about Third Love is it doesn't give you the like back rolls. Like they have such good like design.
Yeah.
Kelty, I think you could do this, and I think you could sell a lot of bras.
Well, in my prior TV life, I wore the Bombshell, which was the add two cup Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
And that bums thing, me out.
That would truly protect me from missile fire. I mean, there was so much padding on the front.
It's basically a bulletproof vest.
Like I could fall into a lake and alligators could eat my tits and they wouldn't even get close.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
My tits.
And I put it on, like I pulled it out of my Onset clothes box that has been put in the attic. And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. And people notice, because I mean, creeps notice, but on Instagram, they'd be like, why are you so flat chested in your life? And then have such big tits when you're on the show. And I was like, tits. Anyway,
tits.
This is not about my boobs. I'm just letting you know that this is a problem I'm having. If anyone has now that I'm back into, I have to wear a bra. I literally didn't have a bra to bring to set. I was like, I haven't worn a real bra in a long time.
Oh, that's going to suck.
I don't have one of those either. And so when I'm doing any kind of like any time we do press, I'm like, I have my Third Love bras, which are wonderful, but like, that's not TV. That is not a TV bra.
It's not a TV bra.
You know, I don't have a bra.
Jack's like, I just started wearing a nipple cover. So
she doesn't even do that.
My one pair of nipple covers is now gone because I gave them to Becca. I gifted my like 5-year-old nipple covers to Becca.
Yeah. And I
wore them. First of all, that was a rarity. Like, it was not okay. What? Jack was like, I have nipple covers I can bring you. The condition of this nipple cover, I mean, Becca was desperate, so she put it on.
Yeah, I warned Becca. I was like, I literally said, they're really old. I just want to let you know.
She did.
She's like, I don't care. I was like, all right.
Do you remember those sticky hands from the 90s? Yes. You used to get them and you'd like stick them against things and pull them back.
No.
And then like everywhere those sticky hands, like hair and dirt and like anger and on
no,
it.
No, it had the residue that a sticky hand would have. For sure. No, because it's like, you know, I think you're supposed to wet them and then you can reuse them or whatever, because they're not a one-time use. Is
you're
that what
supposed
you
to wet them?
I don't know.
We know nothing about tits.
I don't know anything about tits. I thought so, but maybe that was my downfall, as I wet them and they started getting all this dirt and grime on them. But
gross.
You know what? Whatever. Gross. I don't need them anymore. They're yours. My Christmas
they're
gift
in
to
a
you.
Garbage can. I'm so
yeah.
Sorry.
I stuck them on her face in the hotel when we were drunk.
It was rude. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the Burn Book. We are so excited to be back. You guys loved this episode. And so I have the book here. And surprisingly, we didn't get through much of the Burn Book. So we're getting through it again. We're going to finish our firsts today. And clearly, I'm a 40-year-old woman who's trying to find my first bra. And this is classic Kelty. All right, here we go. First record or CD bought?
Ooh, I know. Well, I know mine.
Okay.
It was a tape. So showing our age. But the first tape that I ever bought was Ace of Base.
The sign?
Yeah. Yes. And I stand by that purchase.
Becca?
I don't remember my first tape purchase, but I remember my first memory of a tape.
Okay.
And using it. I got a karaoke machine when I was really little, and I used to sing Bonnie Raitt, Let's Give Them Something to Talk About.
Let's karaoke. Give them something to talk about.
That does not surprise me. I feel like that like makes total sense for you.
Yep. It's Ginger Bell. It's Ginger Bell.
It's Ginger Bell.
Then my first CD was Usher and Mace. I did both of them with the explicit, like the appropriate for my age. And Usher, I still hold a candle for Usher. I just love him so much.
Same.
I was getting my nails done yesterday or a couple days ago. And in the nail place was like a Netflix, like old movie playing, but it was like one of those, like it was that Kevin Hart movie. Think that based on the Steve Harvey book, Think Like a Man, like Live Like a Lady or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like the whole thing is just like R&B sex music. Cause they're all like trying to date. And it was like so many Usher, like, da, 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 turn off the lights. And I was like, God damn, this
sexual.
Is
sexual.
He made some sexy, sexy tunes.
Speaking of sexual tunes, mine was a cassette single. You know, when you could just buy one song on a tape?
Yeah.
That's the way love goes, Janet Jackson.
Ooh, that is not surprising either.
That's not, it was a time. It was a time. I remember that on one of my birthdays, my dad brought me home a baby I wish I kept that. That would be iconic now. A baby pink boombox, tiny, tiny, tiny. And I had the Janet Jackson tape and I had the Tiffany tape. And each one was a single. And I would take it to the basement and I would pretend I was in music videos. And I would like dance around the basement. And my parents had this like, they're so cool, this giant like poster framed of the Beatles. And I used it as a mirror because I could see myself in the reflection.
Oh my God. Anyway. Speaking of the explicit thing that you're talking about, Becca, my first CDs that I bought, I remember I bought like two, and it was Save Ferris and Green Day Nimrod. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to Nimrod in the back of my parents' car in my own like little CD player. And I was such a little goody two shoes prude when I was younger. When it would like say a cuss word, I would like shake the CD so it would skip, so I didn't have to like listen to the cuss word on it.
Did you think like God was watching? Why?
Probably, yeah.
God is.
It was when I was going to church.
That's why.
So I think I was just trying to be a good Christian.
That is
look at you now.
Incredible.
Look at me now. You know.
All right, so it's the holiday season. We all need a little extra energy. We're kind of stressed. We're pulled in a zillion different directions, and that's why we love Spark from Advocare. It's a great-tasting energy drink mix that's sugar-free and powered by 20 vitamins, nutrients, and minerals. With an effective amount of caffeine for an energy boost, B vitamins to support your body's natural ability to make and sustain its own energy, and neuroactive ingredients to help keep you focused and alert, Spark is the perfect solution for your everyday energy needs. I love the mandarin orange flavor. It's so easy when you're just like walking out of the house or doing your life to just pour a pack in your water bottle and take it on the road. It's really amazing. And I like to take mine around like noon. I always have my coffee in the morning and then I have like this drink and it kind of takes me out of the afternoon slump. There's 10 permanent flavors and then a bunch of limited edition flavors. It's really great. So you can find your flavor of Spark and discover more products for all your health and wellness solutions at advocare.com/lady. That's advocare.com/lady. Get 15% off your first order at advocare.com/lady today.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, first car.
My first car was an Infiniti G20, I think, or something. It was silver.
Oh, I have to look up the model of mine. Hold on, give me a second.
My first car was driving for a year, was driving my mom's cherry colored minivan that had the fake wood paneling on the side.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God. I remember when I, now, this is funny. I remember when I got my driver's license, I was so excited to drive that my mom would just send me on errands because I just wanted to like drive. Yeah. Now you can pay me enough to drive.
No,
I'll Instacart anything. Don't make me drive. I hate it so much. But then
so funny.
A couple years later, cause you can get your I got my license at 16.
Yeah.
So, oh, I guess it wasn't my birthday. My dad does this thing. He still fucking does it. I'm surprised I even have a real car. Since he was a mechanic, he would buy the bodies of cars for $100. And then he would buy all the pieces for like $20. And he would build me a new engine. And he'd put together a car for
me. Wow. That's incredible. I would do that now.
I know. Dude, will he put me together a Bronco?
I'm not sure. Probably not at this point. But, and also the cars were really shitty that he put together. I mean, I'm sure he could. Let's ask him. Ken.
I would do anything. I would do anything to have an old refurbished Bronco.
I had a little white Corsica that he put together, and it had like some other engine. And I had a big sticker that said Diva, and it was across the back.
Shut your mouth.
Held it in high school.
Oh my God. Yes.
Diva Mobile.
Like from Tilly's, all those like glittery stickers. Yeah.
And then when I left to go on the cruise ship, my dad sold the car to my best friend Katie for $100. And she, swear to God, she drove it for a decade. Swear to God.
Wow. That is impressive.
I believe it.
The Diva sticker and then an Ani DeFranco sticker.
Oh my God.
Damn.
So 90s. Becca, did you figure it out?
So nostalgic. Yes. So my dad was a car snob. He's races cars.
She had a Lexus.
No, that's his hobby. He's like obsessed.
Yeah.
And he's also an attorney that does medical malpractice, where basically all he's doing is dealing with like families whose kids were murdered or died in vehicle accidents.
Oh God.
So my sister and I both
hearted.
I know, but my sister and I both, because of this reason, had great cars. So I drove, it was obviously old and like used, but it was the Mercedes C230 sedan. It was like this big ass, like grandma sedan.
Amazing.
It was black. And I remember I was just like, I loved it so much.
Ugh. I can't believe you had a Mercedes as your first fucking car.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean,
I had
my
Mercedes in high school too.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Which is funny. Like, my parents are like,
they don't seem like Mercedes people.
No, like, and my mom literally only shops at TJ Maxx. Like, that is the only place she shops is TJ Maxx. But my parents have always had nice cars. Like, they drive BMWs, and I had a Mercedes and an Infiniti in high school. But, like, everything else is very bare bones.
Yeah. Well, if you get an old enough Mercedes, it's same price as like a brand new, you know, Jeep or whatever. So
yeah,
that was it.
Damn.
Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this before, but I'm bringing it up. First kiss.
Oh my God.
Blake Douglas.
From Denver?
No, that was a high school boyfriend. Blake Douglas was the boy that like we were like soulmates and we thought we were going to be married and we were both hopeless romantics.
How old are you?
I think I was in fifth grade. No, that's young. It's like 10 or 11.
Fifth grader should not be kissing.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a real kiss. It was like a,
yeah,
you know, I think it, yeah. I mean, I can't.
I feel like I had my first kiss in sixth grade.
No, I didn't.
I was definitely kissing in middle school for sure.
I was kissing in middle school for sure.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, nothing else. Like, yeah. I didn't actually do any heavy petting until sophomore year of high school.
Petting is such a gross word.
Sick. Yeah. I hate it. That was, yeah.
Mine, I've probably talked about this before. I was 16 years old. I was in Utah, Salt Lake City. We were on a school trip. Well, it wasn't a school trip. It was called SWAT, Summer Winter Action Tours. It was like...
That's
it was
so weird.
It was like a not a school thing, but like so many kids from our high school
this
went.
Weekend?
Dude, SWAT was where it was up. It was so fun because it was like the only time that all of these high school kids could kind of leave their parents' house and everybody just partied and like literally partied. So we're in Salt Lake City. It was like the first night that I was there. We were in our hotel room. And there's this guy across the hall. He was not part of the trip. He was in his 20s, and somehow him and I started talking, and he ended up coming in our room because he was like, I'm trying to hide from my girlfriend. She's mad at me. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, can I come hide in your room? Comes and hides in my room. And I remember sitting on the ground in the dark while we were trying to look underneath the door where his girlfriend was. And he made out with me.
Is this the creep that left the lipstick?
And then left his phone number on the mirror in lipstick. And he was bringing us alcohol. And it's like, you know, in the moment, that was great.
And cool.
Looking back on it,
it's not okay.
And creepy.
You better believe I'm going to tell stories to Ford about just all the men that go to jail for acts like that. Like, I'm going to scare him straight.
Oh,
I'm going to be like, you better ask for someone's identification.
Yes.
Once you turn 18, I want you to take a picture and send it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I will prove it.
No. Yes.
It's terrifying.
It's so scary to be out there. Yeah. So anyways.
I had my first kiss on a skate date. It was really exciting. You know, skate date.
It's very Canadian.
I just listened to Wayne Gretzky's interview on Smartless, and I just love him so much. And it just reminded me of skate dates because he's an all-star hockey player.
Oh, Wayne is amazing. And, you know, he married Janet. She was a ballerina. And I always thought I was going to be the next Janet Gretzky, but like better than Janet.
She's beautiful.
Career.
She still looks insane. Incredible.
Okay, last thing. First concert.
Ooh.
Reba McEntire.
Let's give them something to
That's
talk.
That's Bonnie Raitt, bitch.
But there's a theme.
There's a theme.
Same kind of thing.
Redheads who sing about love.
Who belt.
Yes.
Redheads with bangs.
Oh my God.
Bangs.
Yeah, Reba.
My like first real concert was NSYNC and Mandy Moore when I was like, I think like 15. Way younger than that. But my first concert that like changed my life and made me emo was this band called Sugar Colt and Finch. And they played...
Oh, I remember Sugar Colt.
Oh my God. I made out with that guy too.
What was their single? Their breakout?
Oh my God. Well, they had a song called Stuck in America and then a song called Pretty Girl. And then, oh my God, what was the one that was on Van Wilder? There was like all these songs on Van Wilder. I don't know.
Someone is screaming in their car right now.
I was in love with their singer, but obviously... And they played at the Irvine Spectrum, which was like the local mall in where my parents were from in the parking lot. And I was in the front row, like on the barricade. And I'm like, oh, this is where I'm meant to be. I remember my fucking outfit. Mm-hmm. I wore a mini jean skirt, a white button up and a tie, like an Avril Lavigne vibe.
Mini jean skirt.
It was cute. And I think I'm bringing back the tie. I think I'm going to start wearing ties and button ups.
There's actually this really adorable blouse with a tie that I tried to get for New York Press. It's that Jacquemot.
It's from Net-a-Porter. I tried to buy it too.
Yeah, and it's
impossible. Is that how you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But I hunted them down. I DM'd them. I was obsessed. I think the tie is coming back.
I know.
Is it like beige?
It's white. Yeah, it's like an off-white. It's a button-down with the tie built in, and it's kind of cropped. Like, it's boxy cropped.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm almost positive that Haley from Paramore wore that. And that's the shirt that I saw that I'm like, I need to start wearing ties. Because it was all like the same like beige color.
Yeah. It's chic.
Yes. Ties are coming back.
My first concert was New Kids on the Block. And I really thought Donnie Wahlberg was going to be my boyfriend. And because I wore my leopard print leggings and matching sweater that was bottom half leopard print, top half black fringe. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I was up in the fucking cheap nose ass bleed seats. And I remember, this is so funny. I remember that Katie, my best friend, got tickets too, but her tickets were behind the stage, you know, like when they would open.
Yeah.
You know, and they were like really shitty seats. Like my seats were shitty, but hers were like the shittiest. But it's like, if you didn't go to the New Kids on the Block concert, like who were you? And I remember like feeling like, oh, poor Katie, she has to sit behind New Kids on the Block, but like I'm a little bit better than her because I'm in the nosebleeds facing forward. And then I was like, the things that we care about in third grade are so
where did they trivial. Play? Like what city do they come to?
Well, they play in Edmonton. So then you drive in and do the hockey arena.
Wow. Mm.
It was amazing. Anyway, I love them so much. Okay. On that note.
Wait, these are fun. We should continue to do the burn book questions.
Okay. Well, good, because we've only done half of page four and there's about 700 more fucking pages. So I appreciate
I like it. It's fun content.
This show is. I know you're excited to get to stuff I want to pass on to my children. Just kidding. We'll skip that. Okay. I love you guys. Oh, and they also made a time capsule. We should do a time capsule and then open it in a year on the podcast.
You
kind of do that with a manifest. Okay. Life's too short. Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
We weren't here for a good time. We were here for a long time.
Nope. That's not right.
Close.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingberg, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.